Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
It's time for our opening commodity market report. Sitting in for Dave Dickey this morning, Tom Rogers. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Dan. Good morning, everybody. Here are the opening prices on the boards of trade in Kansas City and Chicago. Actually, we don't have the Kansas City opens as of yet. We'll try to get them to you. In fact, yep, yeah, they've come in. The December wheat contract in Kansas City opened at $8.57 a bushel. That was up 4¾ cents a bushel. March wheat opened at $8.73¼. That was up 1¾. In Chicago, on the Board of Trade, December wheat opened at $8.28, down one, but the March opened up a quarter at $8.52. May wheat opened at $8.44, up 2½. The July contract up, unchanged, on the open at $7.20 a bushel. In the corn pit, December opened at $3.81, down 2½ cents. March at $3.98½, down 2¼. May corn opened at $4.09, down 1¾. July opened at $4.17½, down 2. September, $4.21, down 2¾ cents. And the December far side corn contract opened at $4.26 a bushel, down 3½ cents. March oats opened at $2.82¼, down 1. In the bean complex, the January nearby bean contract opened at $10.89 a bushel, down 2. March at $11.03, down 3¾. May beans, $11.11½, down a quarter penny, or up a quarter penny on the open. July opened down 2¾ at $11.15. And November beans for 2008 opened at $10.18, down 7½. In the products, December bean meal opened at $287.50, down $2.60. January bean oil opened at $2.92, down $1.70. January bean meal, rather, at $2.92, down $1.70. Now, soybean oil for December, $46.07 on the open, down 23 cents. January opened down 20 cents at $46.65. On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, the January feeder cattle contract opened at $110.85, up 17½. March at $111.15, up 15 cents. December live cattle opened at $96.20, up 10. February at $97.95, unchanged from yesterday's settlement. April live cattle opened at $98.65, down 12½, and June opened unchanged at $94.17½. December lean hogs opened the morning at $54.60, up 5. February, $61.95, down 25. April lean hogs opened at $66.90, down 17½. And February pork bellies opened at $91.65, up 2½ cents.
This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Grainfield Marketing in Normal. Grainfield Marketing can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at grainfield.com.
Let's take a look at the outside markets now, which had a bit of a say in how the commodity prices were going today. Crude oil is up 16 cents a barrel after yesterday's fall. The January contract in New York trading now at $94.58 a barrel. The CRB index is currently trading at 348.39, up 62. The U.S. dollar index, 75.56, that's up 35. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is at 13,153 right now. That's up almost 200 points, 195 points. The NASDAQ is up 68 points at 26.49. And gold prices are down this morning. The December contract at 803 an ounce, down 11 cents. And the $11, rather, an ounce. And the silver contract for December at $14.40 an ounce, down 8½ cents. Current trading on the boards of trade now. December wheat in Kansas City is up 4¾ a bushel. The contracts in Chicago are up about 9 cents. The July far side wheat contract, though, down a penny. Corn is trading in the 2½ to 3¼ cent down range. And beans are down anywhere from 5½ to 6¾ cents. Joining us now to take a look at the market on this Wednesday is Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul. Hello, Paul. We, again, have a problem getting our phones to work right now, and maybe our technical director can help us out here. And we'll get that situated as best as we can. How about now? Is that going to work? Hello, Paul? No, Paul's not there either. We'll try this way again and do a couple of switching around things. And, Paul, am I hearing you at all? Well, looks like we're not going to get him. We're going to try to reconnect with Paul Cooley in a second. Let's run down some of the current trading right now on Wall Street, or on the Board of Trade, rather. The day trade right now in Kansas City, the wheat contract for December is up 4¾ cents, as I mentioned before. The March is up 7½ cents at 873 a bushel. December wheat is up 10 at 839. March wheat is at 860, up 8¼ cents. And May wheat is at 846, up 4½ cents. July wheat is down one, still at 719 a bushel. Not sure what's happening there. December corn is at 381.5, down 2, and the January bean contract is at 1085.5, down 5.5. Now, let's see if we can talk to Paul Cooley this morning. And,
good morning, Tom.
There we go. Hi, Paul. Sorry
gorgeous
about
this morning here in Oakland, Illinois.
It is here, too. Sorry for the technical glitch. And we're seeing a continuation of a down market yesterday in the corn and beans, I guess, right?
When the word came through that Saudi Arabia was contemplating increasing oil production, and then the Abu Dhabi central financial arm came in and bought 5% of Citibank, and there was a rumor, I think, of this morning of maybe a 0.25% prime rate cut, also is giving stability to the U.S. dollar, and also we're seeing profit-taking in the corn and soybean market. Wheat continues to show strength in the old crop based on the potential of export business with India, but it does look like there's some improved chances of rain in the winter wheat-growing areas of the West and Argentina, and as a result of that, we are seeing a little pressure in the July wheat, but pressure on corn and soybeans and crude oils also lower at the present time.
And the dollar is down as well.
The dollar is stronger right now.
Stronger. I'm sorry about that.
Stronger, and that's also leading to some profit-taking in the commodity world. We know that there is a little fluff in the commodity markets based on the weak dollar and the surge in crude oil prices over the last 3 weeks, so to speak. And that's given the we're starting to see some profit taking come in the at least in the corn and soybean complex and crude oil and gold and silver.
What kind of weather pressure is there on soybeans? A little brighter picture out of Brazil.
Yeah, well, we get the feeling that there will be some additional rains in Argentina and good rains in Brazil. The big factor in the Brazil, of course, is that Brazil, the country of Brazil, is basically energy self-sufficient, either from ethanol or from crude oil discoveries. And as a result of that, their currency is quite strong, and our anticipation is that this is a booming economy, and that one of the booming factors is, of course, higher soybean prices down there, and that should also encourage production. There is a rumor that in Argentina they might be slowing some of their exports down. They've sold about half of their production, but at the same time, half of it's still for sale, and it's good growing conditions, and that should be hitting the world market in the next 45 to 50 days.
Now, how does a farmer consider all this information?
Well, of course, we've been blessed in East Central Illinois with good corn and soybean yields, and the farmers have been rewarding the market pretty generously with those corn and soybeans. The elevator that has these big piles of corn on the ground, he's seen his basis improve, and it is also lucrative to move the corn and soybeans into the marketplace. Generally speaking, one of the loaded guns on the table, of course, that's kept the farmer from just basically selling a lot more corn and soybeans is the worry about rapid inflation and the rapid cost of production. And with crude oil at least stabilizing here, with Saudi Arabia increasing their production, it has taken one of the unknowns off the table, so to speak, and has given them some reassurance to push corn and soybeans into the marketplace. There is a feeling that the soybean acreage needs to grow, but my hunch is in the next 1 to 3 years, you're going to see very big expansion in South America. They have a lot of acres. they have a lot of money now to invest in their infrastructure, mm-hmm. and I think it's only a matter of time that we'll see acreage explosion in South America.
All right. Well, thanks for your time, Paul.
Have a nice day.
You too. Paul Cooley is with ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois. Looking back at the market right now, the wheat nearby contracts at least are trading up. 9 cents up on the Kansas City wheat market, 6.25 cents in the March contract. December corn, check that Kansas City wheat trading up 4.75 cents. It's the Board of Trade wheat in Chicago, up 9 cents on the nearby. December corn is down 2 cents at 381.5. March down 2 at 398.75. May corn down a penny and a half at 409.25. Beans for January down 5.5 cents at 1085.5. March at 1101.5, down 6.25. May beans 1109, down 5.25. And on the Merck live cattle, down 72.5 cents. November feeders are down 19 cents. And lean hogs are up 35 cents. The Dow right now is up 231 points at 13189. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. Our next update is at 10:58. Forecast for today in the north and in west-central Illinois, mostly cloudy, some rain showers in the afternoon, cloudy in northern Indiana and elsewhere in the two states, including Champaign-Urbana, a mix of clouds and sun and windy. High temperatures today ranging from 42 in far northwest Illinois to near 60 in the far south, with wind speeds 15 to 30 miles an hour, and gusty. It's coming up on 10 o'clock.